What is the next step in your recovery process? What is the next activity that you need to pursue? This is, to be sure, a very difficult question for many people to answer. Why is that the case? There is a mountain of possibilities out there that you probably have been considering. Possibilities that your thinking may make a huge difference to your ability to get sustained relief from your symptoms. There are so many good possibilities out there, and so many reliable people with incredible integrity that are creating one new therapy after another. As those therapies are tried by individuals with the symptoms of Parkinson's, we are seeing incredible results. I think it's a formidable problem when you begin to scan across the many different medical specialties out there that are doing excellent work and making a decision on what you want to do next. You can't do everything. Even if you had limitless resources, there's not enough time and energy to choose everything. So the question turns on what's next for you. I'm probably guilty more than anyone else in the world in overloading you with options, with possibilities. Every day on the member website, you see entries, you see interviews, you see postings, you see possibilities that can be considered. You could spend your whole life chasing after these possibilities, and of course, if you begin to pursue some, you're going to see wonderful results. The question, however, turns on which therapy, which modality, which possibility, which activity now is the best next step for you to consider. One way to answer this question, of course, is to continue digesting the information from a mental perspective. That's much of what we do at Parkinson's Recovery. We provide you with a wealth of information, the science of what one thing does or another, the detail of how it works, who you can go to get help from, what books are useful. So basically, you can enter into that field of information in a very mental place. A challenge with this approach is that you can begin to construct one list after another of pluses and minuses, benefits and cost of one therapy after another, and become easily overloaded with too many options. Today and this week, I am going to suggest that there's another way to retrieve the information. From our subconscious. The suggestion I offer to you is we actually do know in some deep and dark place, deep hidden within inside us, what the next best step really is. The challenge is to access that information. Accessing it, I believe, is possible when we go into a state that is fully grounded, fully neutral, and able then to allow the information literally to trickle up into your consciousness. The meditation this week, then, is designed to place you into a grounded, a secure, a safe place, so that you can allow the information that you need to have to percolate up, and that when you then you are done with this meditation, you will have information to work with, some guides about what you really need to focus on in terms of your health and wellness, what you really need to do then to return to full balance in terms of your hormones, in terms of your physical presence. So settle in. This particular week's meditations are not activity meditations. They are not assignment meditations. These are literally meditations where you go into altered states. So be sure, and when you actually listen to the next 20 minutes of meditation, be sure to be in a chair. I recommend you do not operate heavy machinery. Do not drive a car. Basically, be in a place that's safe and secure where you're not going to be interrupted. You will go into what we call an altered state, which is quite blissful and quite delightful, but you don't want to be shocked or interrupted by phone calls or visits at your front door or people who want to ask you questions. So find a place in where you live now that's a quiet place, that's a secure place, that's a place where you will not be interrupted. And what we're going to do is to invite you to go into this place where you can actually access the information that's going to help you be able to know what it is that you need to do with regard to taking the next step. The next step that's going to allow you to be able to get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. The next step could be any step. It could be a supplement. It could be an individual or a person that you need to see. It could be a place you need to go visit. It may be something that you need to purchase for one reason or another. It may be somebody that you need to connect with, a friend, a family member, even a stranger, for one reason or another. It may have something to do with activity or exercise. We don't know what the next step is, but be open, please, to any possibility. Get yourself comfortable. You might want to sit in a comfortable place or even lie down if that's going to be more comfortable. Do a quick scan of your body and allow all of the muscles and tissues to release and relax, starting with your big toes and working up to your feet. As you notice any tension, any tightness in any of the tissues in your feet. And then, with your intention, relax that tension. Allow that tension to dissipate. And as you do your body scan, continue to move upward. Feel any tension in your calves. Allow that to dissolve now. Any tightness, allow that to relax now. Moving up to your kneecaps, both the right and the left, and the intricate muscular structure of your knees. With your intention and breathing in ever so slowly and out, release whatever tension might be present in your knees. And as the lower part of your body is relaxed, notice there is a tickling sensation and a warm heat that begins to percolate and sizzle throughout your body. A luscious feeling that you are recognizing the miracle of your body. Moving up to your thighs. Often there's tightness. With your intention, as best you can, allow that to relax. taking a slow breath in and a slow breath out. Noticing if there's discomfort, even pain, that you may be alerted to in the moment. Acknowledge, there it is. Take a breath in, and with a breath out, allow that pain to dissipate now into the ethers of the universe. With your intention moving on up to your hips, to your lower spine, where we hold trauma. With a breath in and a slow breath out, release the tension, release the stress, release the trauma that is trapped in your hips and your lower spine now. Feel the blanket of comfort that begins to surround your hips, your legs, and your feet. With your body scan now, continue to move up to your trunk, to your chest, to your shoulders. Are you holding your shoulders up for some reason? Relax that now. Relax the tension that you notice may be present in your chest or your trunk or anywhere in your back. With a slow breath in and a slow breath out. Focusing your attention now on your arms, all the way down to your fingers, noticing any tension that may be present there. And relaxing that, softening that now. Bring your attention up to your neck, those muscles that get worked every day. And relax all of those intricate muscles now. Allow them to take a break from the work that they do for you minute by minute. Moving your attention up to your chin, your cheeks, your eyebrows, your forehead, your eyes, your mouth, your ears, your scalp. Noticing any tension, any tightness that is present there in your body now. Release it now. Wisp it away. For one more relaxation technique now, I invite you to tense up for just 5 seconds every muscle in your body. Tighten up your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your trunk, your shoulders, your neck, your face, your head. Literally tighten everything up. I'll start with a count of one, and when I get to the count of five, I'd like to suggest that you release that tightness. Ready, set, tighten up now. One, two, tighten up. Three, tighter, tighter. Four, and now five, release that tightness. Take a breath in, and allow that breath to go out. As you release all of the tension, all of the tightness, all of the worry, all of the sadness, all of the guilt, all of the angst, all of the anger, all resides deep within the cells of your body that is creating an imbalance for you in the moment. Acknowledge how pleasurable this place is. Acknowledge the shift in any symptoms you might have been experiencing earlier. In this place of relaxation, symptoms find it difficult to wrench their way in and make their presence known. Follow me now, please, in your imagination to a beach, the beach of your dreams, a beach you may have visited at one point in your lifetime or not. Go there now and stand with me on this beach. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. It is not too hot, nor is it too cold. You are wearing clothes that are perfect for the day. You are well fed. You are happy. You are relaxed. And you are at the most divine place in the universe as the waves trickle in and out on your beach. Are there other people on the beach with you now or not? Or are we alone? Look around the beach, feel the beach, sense the beach, smell the smells of the ocean, and life as it cycles through. Hear the sounds. Sink your feet into the sand and feel its warmth as Mother Earth nurtures your body, soul, and spirit. I'm going to now leave you alone at this beach. In front of you, a curious thing has just happened. In front of you, there is an elevator on the beach. Push the button and open the elevator up now. Enter the elevator now. On the inside, you will notice there really is only one button. Up. You're alone. Push the button up. Now. Allow the doors to close. And now that they're shut, feel the elevator moving upward, higher and higher and higher and higher. As you are going up, higher and higher and higher. It's clear from your physical sensation now that the elevator has finally stopped. It's not moving anymore. And the doors are opening ever so slowly. Look now out into the room you are about to enter. What does the room look like? Enter into the room now. Look at the walls, the floor, the ceiling. Notice what's in this room now. In this journey, you have set your intention to know the next step you need to take to get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. Gaze around this room now to see what's there. What are the colors, the shapes, the textures? What is in your room that you have just entered? Continue to enter into your room, and please notice that there is a table on the far side, and a person sitting at that table. They're a little difficult to see or recognize, so get closer now. Walk closer to this person who is sitting behind this table in a chair. As you approach, your attention is drawn to an object on the table. Focus your attention on the object, and as you get closer and closer, notice what it is. What is this object sitting on the table waiting for you? You're at the table now. Pick the object up. Hold it in your hands. Sense it. Feel it. See it. Texturize it. This is your object. Get to know it. For there is significance in what you now hold in your hands. Look now, if you would please, at the person sitting behind the table. Who's there? Someone you know? Someone you've never seen or met? Or is it really a person? Is it perhaps just a presence of an idea or an energy? Who or what is now sitting behind this table looking back at you? A friend, a family member, yourself? A teacher, a doctor. Who's there? Who's looking at you now? Are you surprised? Are you relieved? Are you petrified? Are you anxious? Acknowledge your reactions as you encounter this person now. This person now stands up and walks around the table, looks you in the eye, and they say, "Let's go." They put their hand on your shoulder. Both of you take one step forward, and the minute your foot hits the floor with the first step, you have magically entered another place. Where have you been taken now? Where are you? Your friend is still there. Your companion is still there. Where are you now? Describe this place to yourself. Scan this place now. Get to know this place now. Notice the colors, if any. Hear the sounds, if any. Feel the sensations, if any. Acknowledge your feelings now. Are there other creatures in this place? Other people in this place? Other animals in this place? Other plants, birds, flies, objects, memories, pictures in this place? See them now. Acknowledge them now. Move around so you can see all that is here in this place now. There are no barriers to where you can go and what you can see. Be curious and take it all in. You may be perplexed by what you see, wondering what in the world does all of this mean. Do not worry about interpretation. The meaning will float through later. See what's here now. Hear what is here now. Smell what is here now. See what is here now in this place of yours. This is your place. This is the place that is giving you information about the next step you need to take in your recovery program. Your companion is still with you by your side as you have carused around this place. Look now at your companion. Look at them. eye to eye. Ask your companion, what do you need to tell me? What do I need to hear from you now? Let them speak. Let the silence be broken. Hear what they have to say to you now. Listen. Listen. This is your guide. This is the one who can help you figure it all out. Do you have questions of them? Ask them now, one by one. And listen for the answers. Sense the answers. Get a feel for the answers. Receive the information that you need to have now. You have set the intent to get well. You are now being guided to know what it is that you need to do next that will make your recovery happen now. Listen. 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 Thank now your companion guide for taking you on this journey, being fully and completely present with you. Thank them for helping you sort through the confusion regarding the next step. In front of you now appears magically the elevator. Bid your companion farewell. Enter into the elevator. And this time there's only one button. That button says down. Press that button now. See the doors close. Ride the elevator now. Down, 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 down. As you enter into the magical core of Mother Earth. And there is a gentle thud as the elevator hits the beach. The doors open. You are now back at your beach. This time alone. See the wonders of your beach now. Allow the wonders to percolate through every tissue of your body. Acquaint your body with this place so that you can revisit this place anytime you become anxious or fearful or stressed. You can do that by taking two slow breaths, and do that now so you can remember. One breath and a second breath. You can always return to this place, no matter where you are or what you're doing, by taking two breaths. Enter now back in to the place where we started, to the room where we began this journey. Wiggle your toes and begin now, if you would please, to open up your eyes. Notice the physical space where you are now seated. And notice, too, that the colors are more vibrant. Notice, too, that the sounds are more actuated. Bring yourself now back to the presence of your own space, the physical reality of where you are. Pinch yourself if you need to. Wiggle your fingers, blink your eyes. Come back to the present. Much has happened on this journey. Spend the rest of the week incubating the experience. Information came through symbols at times. Information came through clearly at times. Sometimes it's explicit and sometimes it's not. The information is there now for you. Access it this week. And as you become better acquainted with the next step you need to take, by the end of the week, I will invite you to take that step. You've been listening to Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May the next step you take in your recovery program take you a place of full balance, health, and wellness. Have a delightful week. Good day.